Okay, Farah, let's begin on part two of your portfolio feedback. And I'm now going to go over to your artifact. I'm on artifact two. And like I said, I like how you finished that down here at the bottom. I view your artifact. It's taking a while to load. That's my computer's problem. Let's go back and take a look at artifact 3. Okay, artifact 3. Once again, you need to do something about the lineup. Yeah, you know what? I think it'd be good for you to talk about what your role was in each at the very beginning of the context. So you can talk about what you did. So in other words, were you in charge of it? Were you part of it? Was there a special role that you had? That's an important thing. You got the message design. Okay. It's getting late. Problems encountered. Communication with the organization. I didn't always have the required facts. Okay, that's good. Okay, and so you talk about what the problems are and then how you fix this. Now, it also talks about how you will apply this in your current or future professional life. I think it's important that you bring that up as well. Okay, good thing. My capabilities looks good. Being in the field. Okay, looks good. Okay, and then let's go back and let's take a look at number 4. And once again, it'd be useful for you to talk about your client. Well, actually, you're talking about, or specifically say it was your own client. Background information. I think you've got an alignment problem here with your 511 needs assessment. Figure that one out. Okay, I guess I don't understand why you have this section in here under Project Analysis 1.A. Why is that in there? I guess that needs to be explained better or look different. You got the learner characteristics. That's good. The design phase, select. You know, if these are documents or something like that that you're including, it would be better if you had links to them and they were individual. It'd be better if they were independent so we could go take a look at them, because this is getting very confusing. And down here at the bottom where it says problems encountered, that looks good. Yeah, looking at the big picture is very important. Okay, out of your comfort zone. And then being in the field, this work taught me that clear and constant communication. Yeah, it sounds like communication is an issue that you're finding is very important, which it is indeed. Let's see, how much more time do we have? I've got 3 minutes. I've got about a minute. And let's see if we can put this all together. Five. Nothing on 5, so that needs to be fixed. Your matrices need to be filled out, and your reflections need to be done. So here's the beginning. We've got it started. I hope that this has been useful. Please contact me if you have any additional questions, and thank you very much.